And one who is a watchman on the wall is Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who joins us. She is in the state of Minnesota and is on the wall in Washington, D.C., and a voice for the voiceless. So glad you're here with us, Michelle.
Janet Porter, thank you so much for inviting me to your show today, and I hope that a lot of your listeners come to Washington, D.C. for the prayer moment on the mall. It's important that everyone comes and take seriously what's happening in our country right now, and we need people of faith here in Washington, D.C.
Well, we're glad you're one of them, as we just had Joe the Plumber on, along with Phyllis Schlafly, talking about courage. You are a woman of courage, as I just introduced you before you came on, that you're taking on the tax evader, Tim Geithner, saying, hey, tell me we're not going to have a global currency, and yet, well, there's the movement toward that with the UN, and he certainly seems open to it, despite what he told you. You've taken on the census, and now you're taking on the stimulus packages. Tell us what's going on there, will you?
Well, the big story here in Washington, D.C. is the absolute meltdown with one revelation after another regarding Acorn. Even this morning, I was in Financial Services Committee, and our chairman, Barney Frank, wants to expand the Community Reinvestment Act. That is the vehicle, the legislative vehicle, that which many economists believe precipitated the meltdown of our financial system, because our lending standards were relaxed so much that people just didn't have to have wherewithal. Where's the Acorn tie? Let me tell you. Even today on Acorn's website, you can look at their website, and on their website it says that an individual can receive 100% financing. You put nothing down. You don't have to show that you have a source of income. You don't have to have a credit score. And Acorn will help you in a way to get a loan for a house. So the lending standards are so bad. It even says on their website you can include undocumented income even if you didn't report it on your tax return. Very real issues. And now there are questions that are being asked. If banks that were in their effort to try and meet the government regulations for CRA, the Community Reinvestment Act, if they weren't also giving donations to Acorn as a way to satisfy the requirements under Community Reinvestment Act. So there's a lot of questions that are being asked, and it's time we get some real investigation. And after all of these revelations, Janet, there haven't been any investigative hearings called yet. Not one has been called by the Democrat majorities in both the House and the Senate.
Well, despite what we saw in the sting operation, most people have had a chance to view. Well, it was two people posing as a prostitute and as a pimp. They went in and they said, "Yeah, we would like funding for a house for essentially a brothel. We want to run a ring of prostitution. We want to bring in underage illegal aliens." And they said, "Sure, no problem. All you got to do is call it something else, and we'll help you." That was very, very troubling. I got to ask you. It seemed as though there were some rumblings that the Senate, they had a resolution against Acorn. Tell me the details on that.
They did, and the vote was overwhelming. Only 7 Democrats voted with Acorn in the United States Senate. I had introduced an amendment back in, I'm trying to think if it was April. I introduced an amendment, and it was, let's see, I think I might have it in front of me. It was April. I introduced an amendment in Financial Services Committee to cut all funding from Acorn, from receiving any tax money under the Mortgage Reform Act, and it actually passed in committee. And then on the floor, Chairman Frank admitted that he was sleeping through that. He wasn't paying attention to my amendment, and so he made an effort to strip my amendment out. This is $1.5 billion in funding, and I think it's important, Janet, that your listeners realize that Acorn has received $53 million in direct grants from the federal government since 1993. Well, the President of the United States, his former employer was Acorn. The President of the United States was an employee, worked for Acorn. Mm-hmm. Since the President came into office, Acorn now has access to $8.5 billion, an unbelievable increase, and this bill will give them another $1.5 billion, which means that Acorn would have access to $10 billion. To date, no money whatsoever has been cut off from Acorn. Absolutely no money, not one grant has been canceled.
despite the fact the organization, at least up until this point, was best known for voter fraud. They now are known for, well, funding prostitution rings and so much more. What do you expect to happen? I mean, frankly, the consequences of elections are being felt, that we see that the majorities in Congress are not inclined to yank these funds. They're not inclined to. Well, they've already voted for the so-called cap and trade, the cap and tax bill that's now been sent to the Senate. It just seems as though these folks are out of touch, well, with what we've seen in Washington this last weekend, with what we see at the Tea Parties, and certainly the grassroots, which is a far cry from AstroTurf. Tell us what you expect.
Janet, I think you're right, and I think it does show them. Remember, the House and the Senate, the Congress, are both controlled by strong Democrat majorities, and the White House is controlled by Democrats. And so we have one-party rule. Every lever of power in Washington, D.C. is controlled by one-party rule. And what we have seen is, despite the most egregious examples possible of alleged criminality and fraud, not one body, whether it's the House, the Senate, or the President, have come out and said we have to investigate and we need to defund Acorn and we need to pull their tax-exempt status. Remember, Acorn pays no taxes. They have potential now to receive billions in tax money. They have 1,200 organizations around the United States, and there are many people who are saying that that Acorn is essentially the electioneering arm of the Democrat Party. We need investigations to make sure that Acorn isn't using, at least in some part, their organization to elect Democrats into office, especially when you have the connection with the President of the United States, who is a former employee of Acorn. And we also have the president on tape. The president said on a videotape, and I quote, "Before I even get inaugurated during the transition, we're going to be calling all of you," meaning Acorn, "in to help us shape the agenda so that you have input into the agenda for the next presidency of the United States of America." This is very concerning. This is December 1st, 2007. The president invited Acorn to be with him in the transition to put their input on the immigration bill and the important bills we're taking up right now. The president was very closely linked to Acorn, and we need a complete and thorough investigation of the criminality of this organization.
Let me interject. There's some folks who went in on this, and I want to give them a chance to dial. If they dial quickly, they can. 800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. You, as a minority member in Congress, aren't able to call for a congressional hearing, correct?
Yes, they can certainly call for a congressional hearing, and this is why I want to encourage your listeners.
Oh, then you could do that. Why don't you do it, or do you have to be a majority member to do that?
You have to be a majority member. I have called for hearings. I've written letters. I've made calls. I've had press conferences. This is not a new thing. I've been working on this for months and months and months.
I remember your bill. There's no question. I remember your bill. It does seem, though, that they've been pulled from taking part in the census. Now, you've been a strong opponent to the intrusive questions of the census. Where's that?
Well, this is our real victory. Last Friday evening, I sent another letter last week and one more attempt to have the Census Bureau renounce and rescind its relationship with Acorn as a national partner. Last Friday night, the Census Bureau conceded, and they announced they would no longer have Acorn as a national partner. This is a huge, tremendous victory. And so that's why we need to continue to move forward and make the demands, because no organization deserves federal tax.
Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman from the state of Minnesota, our guest. She's going to be speaking at, you guessed it, the How to Take Back America Conference. And the lines are ringing. We'll take your calls as we put our faith to action when we return.
If you enjoy Faith to Action, you'll want to listen to Crosstalk, an issues-oriented, interactive talk show alerting you to the vital matters of our time. Crosstalk is...
Is there any movement at all on the questions themselves?
Well, the questions remain on the census as they're going forward, but I have a bill, and I got about 20 signatures from Republicans today to ask the Government Accounting Office to study the purpose, use, and effectiveness of each question. I also think it's important that your listeners understand that on the short-form census that every American will be required to fill out next year, one question they don't ask is whether you are here legally as a citizen in the United States. We have no idea how many illegal aliens are in the United States. This would be the perfect vehicle to ask that question. That's one thing the federal government fails to ask.
You mentioned also that if you don't answer the census, I want to talk about penalties, but they also go to your neighbors and have them fill out your census form, right?
That's right. We invited the Census Bureau to my office because we asked them, if a person fails to answer questions on the census, what will you do? They said they will make 6 contacts with a person, either through phone or knocking on their door. If they are unsuccessful after 6 attempts to get the questions answered, they will go to your neighbor living to your left and living to your right, and they will ask your neighbor to fill out the census questions on your behalf.
See, I don't know what my neighbor had for breakfast, but is there a penalty? Can they fine you for not filling it out?
Well, there is some disagreement on that penalty as to whether it's $100 or $5,000.
Mm.
But yes, there is a penalty, and all questions are considered mandatory.
Let's go next to Coral Springs, Florida. Emily is on the list. I'd just love to say, hey, how many people live here? That's what the census is all about, but far more than that being asked. Emily, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure, very quickly if you can.
Okay, I'd like to thank you guys so much for everything that you're doing because I work full-time, I have a family, and, you know, I can't sort through all of the lies and the propaganda that are out there, and I just thank you so much for everything that you're doing to expose everything that's going on in Washington and just the corruption and the direction that our country is going in. It's very scary. Now, the figures that you had mentioned earlier about the funding of ACORN, are those available on a website somewhere? Because I'm driving and I wasn't able to write them down. Is there a place where we can go to get those numbers?
You know, you could go to my website, which is bachmann.house.gov. It's the German spelling, B-A-C-H-M-A-N-N, bachmann.house.gov. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. I do 4 blog postings usually a day, or at least several of them, and I have a Twitter account, and I try to put up as much information as I can, as well as TV and radio appearances, so you can get more information there. And I have a Facebook website. You can get information
wonderful
there as well.
Awesome.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next to South Dakota, Tom's on the line very quickly, if you can, Tom.
Yes, the character of a man can be determined by the people that he surrounds himself with, one. Number two, it's harder to win back ground once it's lost. And this is my question. Isn't it unconstitutional to totally eliminate a branch, whether it be the Republicans or the Democrats, from having input into any bill that affects the totality of our country? And if not, shouldn't it be, would that be a bill that you'd back? And I'll listen off the air.
Thank you.
Well, our country works under majority rule, and what this really shows is that elections have consequences. Because the Democrats won so decisively in the last election, Minnesota, my home state, delivered the 60th Democrat senator vote, making the Senate completely filibuster-proof so that Democrats can get anything they want through the chamber. And then also in the House, the Democrats have a 78-seat majority. When you have one party so dominating the political process, they don't need the Republicans. And under our Constitution, majority rules, and they can have their way.
Got to ask you this because it's pressing. A lot of folks are saying there's all kinds of maneuvers, all kinds of compromises, backdoor deals being worked, health care. Are they going to get it through the House?
Well, we are praying not, because we don't believe that the government takeover of health care is the way to go. I think there are still some internal troubles, and I think more than ever, your listeners have to melt the phone lines. You have to call again, email again. Let them know and ask your representative to come and sit down and talk to you. Come to your city, talk to you. Say, this is so important. I can't have you vote on this unless you come to my city and we talk to you. You need to make every possible demand of your representative in Congress and your senator now than you have ever done before. Now is the time to be engaged. Now is not the time to be silent.
Bob in Elkhorn, as fast as you can.
Ma'am, I'm very, very thankful to talk to you all, and I'd like to ask you what you just said. Elections have consequences, and I wanted to ask, what do you think is the main solution of why most of the American people are interested in funding China and Walmart and so forth, and they don't think it's a critical issue, and they don't think it's a spiritual and sort of like a treasonous type thing to our country and its rule.
Congresswoman?
I don't know if I can answer that question. I think that, you know, most people are actually pretty happy. They're pretty happy and self-sufficient, and they just love their families and love their country and want to live their lives. They don't want to have to pay attention to the radio and TV all the time to deal with government. That's why you elect people to go and follow the Constitution. And I think the more we can teach our children and teach ourselves the Constitution, the better off we'll be.
To join you in St. Louis, I'm looking forward to hearing you speak. It's a number you can dial. It's 800-726-8096, 800-726-8096. Call today to reserve your seat because we're near capacity, as Phyllis Schlafly just said. So grateful, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, grateful for your stand, grateful for your courage, grateful you're going to join us in St. Louis.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you. God bless you. Stay with me, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.